Patterns of Presence, Day 16, Mark 6, verse 45. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. This verse opens up for us what is considered as a truly incredible miracle of Jesus. This is the miracle where he walks on the water to the disciples in the middle of a storm. And there is so much in this miracle that leaves us in awe and wonder. And there's so much in this miracle that catches our attention and teaches us about prioritizing the presence of Jesus. The backdrop to this miracle is the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus has just spent time teaching a massive crowd of people about God, and then he invited them all to stay for tea. In another phenomenal miracle, he then feeds the multitude with a few tuna sandwiches before we are then told that Jesus made the disciples get in a boat and go on ahead of him to the other side of the lake, to a place called Bethsaida. According to Mark, Jesus made the disciples get in the boat. And the language is quite important here. Jesus didn't ask them, he didn't suggest to them, he made them, which almost suggests that he commanded them. The hint is that this is a kind of direct order, a command, that they get into the boat and that they go to Bethsaida and that they do so immediately. We know that with Jesus, every move and action, every request, command, conversation, it's all intentional. So we have to assume that with the communication of this request is a conveying of will and purpose. What Jesus wants is for them to travel to the other side of the lake. What he wants is for them to be in Bethsaida, and what he wants is for them to begin that journey immediately. You could say that the will of God for them is a change in direction and a release of momentum. Now, this is quite unusual within the story of Jesus and the disciples. We rarely read of moments when it's just Jesus, and we rarely read of moments when it's just the disciples. These disciples journeyed with him, they ate with him, they ministered with him. We even read of them enjoying rest and downtime with him. But here is a moment when we're told that Jesus sends them into something. He releases them into movement and momentum. He gives them direction, and he requests their obedience in stepping out and stepping in to what he has asked them to do. When we begin to prioritize the presence of God, and when we begin to build into our lives the patterns that place his presence in a central position, we tend to find that God begins a shaping of who we are. He begins to reveal will and purpose, and he begins to release movement and momentum into our lives. Such moments require our obedience, our willingness to step into what God asks of us. And what God asks of us isn't always extreme. We often think that pursuing the will of God involves turning the whole world upside down, stepping into huge exploits, exploring the mega and conquering the globe. But the pursuit of will and purpose doesn't always involve the extremes, but it does always involve obedience. These disciples had just been hands-on in a miracle of Jesus. They'd just seen supernatural provision at their fingertips. The bread and fish miraculously multiplied in their hands. And then Jesus with urgency issues their next task, and they are buzzing. They are ready. First stop, loaves and fishes. Next stop, world domination. But actually, the next stop was Bethsaida, just over on the other side of the lake. Their big task, their next big adventure, was simply to travel from one side of the lake to the other. Their next big thing, the will of God for them, was quite simple and quite ordinary. It was quite basic for a group of men made up of fishermen who regularly sailed across these waters. But yet this regular, this ordinary, this simple and basic task was one that led to them having a life-changing encounter with the manifest presence of Jesus in supernatural display, because the ordinary journey was laden with divine potential. The basic, the regular, resulted in heart-changing encounter because it flowed out of the will of God and it embodied His command. Pursuing the will of God doesn't always involve extremes, but it does always involve obedience. Sometimes God asks us to step out, to step in, to step up, and yet what we sense that He's asking us to move into can seem quite simple. We can almost bristle at times, we can overlook the call at other times, because we're looking for something big, something grand, we're looking for the supernatural display and the heart-changing encounter, and that can be on God's agenda for us. It's just that the starting point for that is simple obedience and basic willingness to embody His voice and be shaped by His command. This seemed quite a basic request for these relatively seafaring disciples, but yet it was marked by so much unknown. Jesus gave them a direction. He gave them a time scale. But what He didn't reveal to them was purpose. They were given a where, they were given a when, but not a why. What was waiting on the other side? What was so urgent that they had to step into right away? What would happen when they landed at their destination? What were they to do in that place? Not one of those things seemed to be communicated. None of these questions are recorded as having answers. Could that be because what was important wasn't the destination, but the journey? Could it be that the most significant shaping and forming, the most significant discipling and spiritual development would take place on the journey and not at the destination? I love the fact that Jesus didn't turn up at the finish line, but en route. It wasn't a case of, you have to work out your obedience fully before I reward you with my presence. But rather, when the disciples stepped out in simple obedience and basic willingness, they met with Jesus on the way. They learned so much about Jesus on the way. They were shaped and transformed by Jesus on the way. Glory was found. Presence was discovered as they went simply from one side of the lake to the other, as they journeyed in simple obedience and basic willingness, they found the presence of Jesus. Today, pause and adjust the lens of the soul. Sometimes we need to go from macro to micro. What is Jesus asking of you today? What is He communicating as His will for your today? He might not be asking you to conquer the world today. Maybe that's tomorrow's job. He might not be asking you to take on principalities and powers or to bring radical change and world domination. Maybe, just maybe, He's asking you to go from here to there. To take what might seem like a simple step, a basic step, a step in, a step out, a step up. Pause and hear His voice. He does speak in the simple and the basic as well as in the grand and dynamic. What He asks of you might seem simple but ordinary, but the ordinary carries divine potential when it is shaped by His voice. Today, adjust the lens from macro to micro. Shift the focus from the destination to the journey. Don't wish away today for tomorrow. He's in the journey with you. He wants to meet you in the process. It could just be that the most profound encounter of your life lies not at the finish line and within the accomplished result, but on the way and in the journey. A small step of simple obedience and basic willingness carries the huge potential to change you forever. Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Step out, step up, step into what He's calling you. His ways aren't yours, and you will always find His presence when your journey is shaped by obedience.